Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/CDP. You can choose from over 150,000 titles, and you can put them on your iPhone, Kindle, MP3, or MP3 player. So, yeah, let's get into the podcast. Hello again, and welcome to the Gutter Editor Podcast. I am your host, Kevin Smith. I am here with everybody. We're going to try and do this in one cohesive take. This is the first time we're recording it. Hopefully it'll be the last time. So we are going to go around, introduce ourselves, and we will get right into the news right after that.
Kevin Smith. I'm Cahill.
I'm also Kevin Smith.
You're on. No, I'm Kevin Smith. No, I'm Cormac.
Aidan.
I'm Tawalin.
Another Kevin Smith.
Riley.
Douglas.
Hello, I'm your host today, Lucas. Smith.
Okay.
The artist formerly known as Kevin.
Formerly known as Kevin, tell me everyone.
Okay.
Kevin just used Kage Bunshin in there. He's recording the podcast alone.
Okay, so first thing into the news. Hyrule Warriors Ganondorf has been revealed.
With the amazing hair.
Okay, nobody wants to talk about Ganondorf.
No, I just seem to be the only one who doesn't like it.
I don't like his new costume. I prefer his old costume.
I actually
his
think
new
I,
costume reminds me of his Wind Waker design, but in a more Twilight Princess vibe.
I actually prefer Twilight Princess to practically any Ganon I've seen so far. Maybe it's just that it was in Smash Bros, and
yeah,
that's my definitive version of like every character there.
Yeah,
but
same.
You know.
So yeah, moving on into the Pokemon news, there was, in total over the 2 weeks we've been gone, there have been 5 Megas announced. There is Mega Slowbro, Mega Audino, Mega Salamence, Mega Altaria, and Mega Lopunny. Yes, Mega, they are now pulling Megas from Gen 5. So,
and Gen 4.
Yeah, they were doing
and
that.
And Gen 3.
And Gen 2.
All the way back.
And Gen 1.
So, yeah,
no,
and which is your favourite out of all the Megas, for those of you who are Pokemon fans, yes?
I just want to say that Mega Slowbro is actually the best thing to happen to Nintendo since its formation.
Wii U sales go up.
Mega Slowbro was revealed in every single sale for everything in Nintendo licensed product, just skyrocketed.
GameCube sales.
And Mega Salamence looks really awesome, and its ability Aerial Edge should just make it ridiculously OP in competitive, and everything will die.
Okay, so in more Pokemon news, in Pokemon contest news, I don't think the player gets customization in this one because it's a remake. But when you go into the contest, you can customize your character. And
also, can I finally wear a pretty dress?
Yes, and it has been revealed that the cosplay Pikachus that were announced have get an extra attack. Pikachu, the Rockstar Pikachu now gets Meteor Mash.
What cosplay or what costume?
There's Pikachu now can cosplay basically dress up as different Pokemon,
like a Mexican wrestler.
It's a special Pikachu.
Yeah, Pikachu Libre.
And it has 5 different costumes that it can wear, each corresponding to a different contest type, like cool, beauty,
smart.
So Pikachu Rockstar gets Meteor Mash, and it shows off Pikachu's cool side. Pikachu PhD gets Electric Terrain, which would show off the smart side, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Popstar Pikachu is cute side and gets Draining Kiss. Pikachu Bell gets Icicle Crash and is for the beautiful side.
The beautiful side of Pikachu.
The kind, tender side.
That's 4. Isn't there a 5th?
Pikachu,
Pikachu Libre gets
Libre.
Flying Press
and
is tough, I presume.
Yeah.
Pikachu Libre.
Yeah, Pikachu
it's
Libre.
It's brilliant.
Okay, and another thing, there is a shiny Beldum event going on out when the games come out. I think this is going to be a running trend now. When a new Pokemon game comes out, they're going to.
And
like,
it will be holding Metagross, and Mega Metagross looks absolutely terrifying.
So you get a shiny Mega Metagross.
A shiny Mega Metagross.
As an early adoption bonus.
Yes.
Adoption?
Okay,
early adoption of the game.
The Pokeball Vivillon is coming to the US, I think it is.
So you too could be one of those people who has to get all the Vivillons.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you don't have a Pokeball Vivillon at the moment and you're trying to collect them all, then I think you're doing something wrong. I have the Pokeball Vivillon. So there is another thing.
Buenos dias.
Another the last Pokemon new thing is, as a parody account of Twitch plays Pokemon, there is now Fish plays Pokemon. I'm not even kidding. This person has signed up a sort of camera, and depending on which corner the fish swings into, it presses a different button.
Where is it? Where's the fish?
Last time I heard it was dead.
Last time I checked, it was still in the room.
Yeah, 6 days in, it was still in the room.
Okay, so there's now Smash Bros. Mii costumes. You can dress up as Meta Knight or
Samus,
and segueing into that, Meta Knight has been revealed that he's coming back.
The tier list is broken!
And he's been nerfed, I think. Has he been nerfed? I hope
hopefully.
He's
been nerfed. Really Shuttle Loop. Shuttle Loop has been changed.
Oh, yeah.
Two last things that I have to mention about Pokemon Set. I don't think this came out. I think this has been out for about 2 weeks now. But there is a free Mega Evolution. There is a free Mega Evolution guide PDF. It shows you where to get all the Mega Evolutions. And
where?
Today, the day we are recording this, if you watch this, then Pokemon Worlds is going on. It is on at 9:30 Eastern time. But for us, that is exactly 4:39 p.m. It's the Pokemon World Championships.
Oh, okay. Get hype.
The Thai government. A company from the Thai government called Takamarn tweeted earlier this week that the government approved 2 iPhone 6 models for importing into Thailand, and this annoyed Apple because, you know, there's
another new iPhone.
People knew they were going to be creating a new iPhone, but they revealed model numbers, and I think people can use those model numbers to come up with a schematic of what the new iPhone is. iPhones are going to look like. There is to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Forrest Gump, Temple Run, Subway Surfer, or Jetpack Joyride, or whatever you want to call it. It's a 3D infinite runner called One Forrest Run, and it's about Forrest Gump running. And
as none of you would have thought, it is actually about Forrest Gump jogging at a healthy pace.
And
jog healthily, Forrest.
And you can collect coins that look incredibly like Mario ones. Last thing for the news, and I know I said we finished with the Pokemon news, but there is a new Pokemon TCG set out called Fury's Fist. It is the third main expansion for the English XY series. And yeah, so on that note, we are going to take a 30-minute break. We will be back momentarily. For the listeners of the Coded Dungeon podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook with a 30-day trial, and to give you an opportunity to check out the service, I personally recommend the. You can get the Game of Thrones books, or any other books. So yeah, we are going to get back into it. So yo, hi lads, we're back.
Hey!
High five!
Yeah!
I am surrounded by idiots.
So
you invited them.
Yeah.
Why did I ever think this was
you are the bigger idiot.
Why did I ever
think
this was
right.
So in comic book news, Frogman admitted to killing a man as a child to see how it would feel like.
I've said the least mistake.
Frogman?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Which one?
The Marvel one.
There's more than one Marvel one, as far as I'm aware.
The really weird one?
I don't know.
It
okay.
It down
was
much,
it the one
it?
Who was competent when he got spider
what
powers?
What path is
oh, no, this
podcast going down?
I think it's the one that was competent when he got spider powers. That's the one.
Yeah, that's
I'm actually just going to play La Bamba to drown you guys out if you don't
oh, and
shut up.
Black Panther is, what's the name? Levine? Avril Levine?
Adam Levine?
I don't know.
It's complicated.
Avril Levine?
Avril Levine.
What?
Okay, moving onwards.
Yes.
Danish likes neither sweets nor Christmas.
Shonen Jump.
Is a good app.
It's Omen week, so there's no manga released this week.
It's what week?
It's like, it's a Japanese holiday week or something.
Japanese holiday? That's the name of a really old horror movie about lots of possessed children.
Okay, moving on.
and
how do you know this?
Paranormal activity.
Classic Luca.
Well, at least it's not Five Nights at Freddy's. That was
Paranormal activity.
I haven't played it. I've just looked
at
it.
Oh, yeah, another thing, again, that I forgot to mention. Pokemon Center online. PokemonCenter.com is online.
What does it do?
Oh,
it's like a shop where you can buy Pokemon merchandise.
Oh, there's one of those in New York.
But it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, it's
Japan.
Well,
of course, they want to make
money. You can buy it off the internet. And like
the magic of the internet.
Wouldn't shopping be like
so
expensive?
Buy anyway.
Yeah, it is kind of expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go on.
So, has anyone here seen Expendables 3?
Nope.
Not yet.
Spoiler alert.
I am the Hulk. Oh, dude, you spoiled the best line. Not cool.
Spoiler alert.
No, not the best line.
No. Stop.
Spoiler alert. At the end, Sylvester Stallone is the Hulk.
No. No.
I have not seen it yet.
Nor have I.
But I have played Expendables.
And this grants him excellent knowledge on the matter.
Please explain what Expendables is.
It's a free game. You can get it on Steam at the moment, designed to promote Expendables 3. Have you guys heard of Broforce?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a side-scrolling thing where like you blow up terrorists and you're a bunch of like action movie pastiche heroes. So like you can be Bro Dread or like Braid or like McBrover and like all these kind of things, and you go around killing terrorists, and like at the end of all the level it just declares area liberated. Like American flags are your checkpoints and just everything.
Subliminal messages much.
Yeah, and then this is one where you play as the Expendables. Or the Expendabros.
So, Sylvester Stabrone.
No, Brony Ross. And,
Brony Ross.
Bro Christmas.
And he's really warm.
Bro,
monk or something.
Okay, so, moving on back a bit to the Pokemon Center online. The top selling items are for $12.
Oh my god!
$12.50. US dollars. You can get
bad.
You can get
Douglas is crying right now. So adorable.
You can get a Pikachu pin when it's wearing like a poster hat, a postman hat.
$13 for a pin.
I know, you can get a ring binder for $17. You can get a life size Pikachu plush, an 8-inch Charizard plush.
Charizard Y.
I want it.
Oh, yeah. There's Mewtwo stuff.
Give it to me now.
There isn't much Mewtwo stuff. It's just Mewtwo
genetic hooded sweatshirt.
Oh, I thought
sweatshirt.
That said generic hoodie.
Genetic hooded.
Can we talk about One Punch Man?
No.
No.
No, we don't want to talk about One Punch
Man. No one else reads it, I'm afraid.
Look, we know that he's a superhero for fun.
I don't even like One Punch.
How is it
what
genetic?
Is this?
Because really,
it's Mewtwo. He's genetic.
Then why not just call it Mewtwo? That's mine.
Oh, he had it.
Stop.
Do you know what actually kind of annoys me? There's like a photo that they use for Pokemon Center Online, and it's like Pikachu and some of the other Pokemon delivering stuff. Why don't they sell that as a
but
poster?
But still,
I would buy that.
No,
as a
my
poster.
Question is how Porygon 2 is going to deliver your mail.
My God,
he's He's in cyberspace.
I don't want.
He can send you wallpapers. He can't send you anything physical.
Oh my god, Esper is there.
Why is
Rose? Oh, yes.
Why is Spiritomb delivering my. I don't want Spiritomb to deliver.
Wait a second.
Daphne's not there.
Wait, Porygon is in here. We're gonna have massive problems.
Rotom is there. Oh my god, he's gonna wreck our computers.
Just saying.
Esper, we've got a virus.
He's gonna send us a Trojan.
Esper's in the really far background, and he looks so creepy.
He always looks
just, surprisingly less they're watching. Creepy than
they're mind controlling all the other Pokemon into delivering mail.
They are the mail overlords.
Just in case you need the URL again, it's www.
Did you ever see that Jay Witz video where he's like, just about them? He's talking about Esper, and then at the end of the video, he's just like, "So the video's over. You can all go." And then it just has like a picture of Esper next to him and he takes off his glasses. Or you could stay a while. And then he just stares at you for like 2.5 minutes.
Wow.
Speaking of staring.
I love
three, there's just like tons
No, oh, shush. Yeah. Shush about a Spencer.
Actually, no, this isn't a spoiler, yeah.
Yeah, there's just tons of Sylvester Stallone just staring into the camera going...
He's not, I mean, it'd
that's
be...
That's because he, like, directs and writes it.
It would be okay if he was really pretty like me, but it's not okay because he's not really pretty
he's
like
manly.
Me.
He's manlier than you. He's manlier than me.
He's not manlier than
all
me.
Of us combined.
No, his steroids are manlier than you.
He's not as heroic as Douglas, though.
Wait, is your desktop...
Oh, God, he must not be heroic at all.
Is your desktop Kevin. Mr. Popo?
No, it's one of my desktops.
Kevin, the upper picture for your desktop.
What?
Mr. Popo. Prepare to be assimilated.
Okay, boys, here's the pecking order. There's you, the dirt, the worms in the dirt. Popo's, I'll skip that one.
Yeah.
Kami, and then Popo. And then Cormac.
No.
Seriously, you should watch.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Oh, you survived. Well, I have some bad news. You're going back.
Prepare to be assimilated.
Did you see that clip where it's like some kind of monster movie clip? And in the background, it has him going...
I'm just going to edit in tons of Mr. Popo.
No.
Let's have him as the new intro. And
he's just going to like flash
no,
up
that
like,
should
every
be
10 frames.
Our intro, literally. The Code Redojo podcast. And then edit in. Prepare to be assimilated.
Why
are your subscriptions all cosplays?
It's not.
You're lacking the cosplay.
That's the best.
Cormac, stop being creepy.
No.
I know it's difficult.
I don't blame you. I found an amazing... CMD.
Okay.
Yes, best of Mr. Popo.
Okay.
No.
Anyway.
Don't play it on the podcast. That's
please.
You're gonna get so many like rights problems now.
We're gonna be taken down. I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
They're gonna be taken down by Team 4-Star.
Do you know how much I want
to go? They're gonna send Vegeta after us.
Oh no, I'm so scared.
That's what it should be called.
A midget with
that's
an
what
anger
it,
problem.
That's what it should be called. They're gonna send Vegeta.
Yes, I know. I see the irony coming from me.
This podcast should either be called I Don't Want to
hey,
Go or They're Gonna Send Vegeta.
I really, really want to play this right now, but I don't know why.
Resident Evil.
Oh, here's some news. Did you guys hear about the new Silent Hill?
Kojima's making it.
Hideo Kojima, Guillermo del Toro, Silent Hill.
This should be awesome.
Hype!
Only available by not entering Silent Hill into the search bar.
You're just listening to Mr. Popo. We can't even hear him.
Let's just keep talking.
In the background,
that guy is just worrying.
In the background, he's listening to the soulful tones of Mr. Popo.
What the hell is Mr. Popo?
He's this character from Dragon Ball Z. The Abridged just made an absolute psychopath. It's hilarious.
Oh, I see.
No,
he's
a psychopath. He's a psychopath in the real show, too.
Seriously?
Yeah, no, is it? No, as in, like,
okay,
there was
guys,
one episode where Goku,
you,
where Goku's, where Goku's training with him, and he's like, and the idea is that he has to punch Mr. Popo, and he can't, and then Mr. Popo just stops and punches him right in the gut.
Wait.
Keep in mind,
Popo is a fat man,
and
Goku is a Super Saiyan.
No, this is before he goes Super Saiyan.
So he was just
even
a regular
then, he's
Saiyan.
Like a martial arts dude.
And he can't use a fat man.
This
versus
is before he goes Super Saiyan.
Mr. Popo of indiscriminate origin.
But still, Mr.
Popo. Really discriminatory origin.
Yeah. In the 4Kids version, they changed him to neon blue.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like a slime from Dragon Quest even more now.
Oh, my God.
He is a slime from Dragon Quest in the English version.
With a strange turban-looking thing.
Oh, slime from Dragon Quest. Game makes play so much more.
He's the slime from Dragon Quest as a mage.
You're on something there.
Mm.
Now, excuse us for the next 15 minutes of the podcast while Kevin watches the greatest hits of Mr. Popo. And we all look at the computer wishing Kevin wasn't an ass.
The greatest hits of Mr. Popo.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Start singing Westlife
numbers.
This is
why I like my Japanese culture in manga form. It doesn't move.
It doesn't speak.
Hello there, Douglas.
Oh, God.
And now this is a lesson. If
yeah,
you're
I actually
considering
met a guy last week who sounded so much like Mr. Popo.
If you're
creepy.
Considering, oh, that
we
guy.
Need to, like, yeah. We need to, like, we need, for the intro, for, like, the podcast, for, like, the audible intros, we need to get us to record it, but like in different voices. Like I search for like half an hour one night trying to find a text to speech thing that came out as a Navi from like The Legend of Zelda.
Hey, listen! Hey, listen!
No, stop! I don't want to
just
remember.
Just have it repeat. Hey, listen! For like 10 seconds, they go
it's
audible.
Too audible.
Don't worry, guys. Douglas isn't bothering.
Dojo brings you the
I'm
most disturbing
link.
Episode of the podcast to date.
Really?
Well, we mentioned Mr. Popo.
True.
Okay, guys, I still think we haven't topped I Am Hokage now.
Oh, no. We should also, I'm just saying, the
why
name of this podcast.
Link
the name of this episode must either be I Don't Want to Go or They'll Send Vegeta.
I like Prepare to be Assimilated.
Prepare to be Assimilated.
No, they'll think it's Star Trek.
No, you're going back. You're going back.
No,
that's you're weird. Going back. No, I don't even know. It's wrong.
Just look up the greatest of Mr. Popo. I don't even watch DBZ.
I want to have like some innocence left by the time I finish secondary school.
Say off Twitter. My Twitter feed has not been innocent.
For those
who don't know.
He's going to say it on the podcast.
For those who don't know.
I think
thanks to a friend of mine outside of Koto Dojo named Jim, people seem to be writing fanfiction of me and Tony Stark.
Me included!
Wow.
I'm posting it on my Twitter.
Fanfiction or erotic fandom?
Erotic fanfiction.
I'm staying out of that.
You want to see it, Kevin?
Like,
you want to see it? I'm writing
it's
one.
It's not safe.
Your brother is writing an erotic fanfiction.
There is something wrong there.
I considered stopping, and then I realized no, I must finish what I have begun.
Sometimes I hear him crying.
A Lannister always faces death.
Sometimes I hear him.
Jonathan O'Neill always finishes his erotic fanfiction.
Those are my house words.
Fanfiction is
yeah.
Coming.
No, that's the
ours
that's
is the
fanfiction. Jonathan
O'Neill
always finishes his erotic fanfiction.
I'm just sitting here quietly.
Don't make me give this up,
it is,
Kevin. Don't
it
make
is
me
worrying
give
how many people have jumped upon the bandwagon. And you can too!
For the low price of three payments of $99.99.
Upload them on the internet and tweet them to @CarlDon1, and on August 23rd, I will judge and I will crown the winner of who writes the best me and Tony Stark fanfiction.
I'm gonna do it.
Tweet them @DamnSexyO'Neill so that I can make fun of you.
Oh, and another thing I should mention. On the 30th of August. Thank you again, everybody. Thank you again, Cahill, for your email response.
Anyway,
that was sarcastic. For those of you coming to the Koto Dojo on the 30th of August, I am planning I and a couple of my friends of mine are planning what I am going to call a coding party. It is a terrible name, I know, and it is highly misleading, but I am going to call it that nonetheless. Basically,
for those of you who can't see
it, let Kevin speak.
This was my idea, therefore I shall... mentors are going to be teaching people how to do things in various coding languages, and the whole point is that by the end of the day, people will have learned something. We will award tons of white belts. We will have black belts, probably yellows
as well.
Yeah, probably. We will have one website that everybody in the dojo has worked on.
Well,
up on the
internet,
and me, Kieran, and Cormac are going to be going around doing interviews with people doing it. So that is what is going to be there for the podcast.
Hello, my name is Charlie Bird.
So why you done so bad?
And I was your host tonight, Lucas Smith.
And on that note, my
formerly known as Kevin.
The artist formerly known as Kevin.
And on that note, my fair Fräuleins, it is time to...
That's not our fandom name! That's the name of the podcast, that's not our fandom name.
I still prefer Kevin's name.
Okay, so I will choose one. So thank you again for joining us. I will see you next week. Sit down, we're not finished yet. So...
Wait.
Bye.
I need to say.
No. Bye.
Okay,
no,
Lucas.
No.